that they had 11. They had a top 11 with four equal in eighth. And I'm not expecting you to read this, but this is the way the results were presented in the paper. But this is very powerful stuff, because the HTA and funders of healthcare in this research in this country, they want the research to be influenced by patients. So this becomes a very sexy list. And people will look at this list and say, okay, if that's what patients, clinicians want, that's what we'll put an HTA call out for. Or another thing that can happen is some charities will say, actually, we're particularly interested in that topic. So one of our top 10 lists in ENT was about a treatment for Meniere's disease. The Meniere Society, who'd been part of the process, said, yeah, we want to do this. Now we've gone through this process. It's been a robust process. We will fund the research required to answer that question, which was number 7 or 8 in our list. So for those of you that haven't thought about being involved in priority-setting partnerships or aren't familiar with them, I would commend them to you. It was very telling. We had patients that come from long distances. A builder from Gloucestershire came and sat in committee room 1 with other patients, and when we went round at the end and asked what people sort of felt about it, he said he was almost in tears as he said he felt he had a terrible problem with his balance for many years. He didn't really think he'd ever get the chance to be somewhere like the Royal College of Surgeons of England, and someone was actually listening to his point of view about research. So it's a very powerful process. So